Jane, Jared, good to be with you again. And I'm looking forward to hearing Andrew Ireland's thoughts on that magnificent day at the SCG on Saturday.
Well, let's find out. It was a 2:10 start as well. Welcome to you, Andrew.
Oh, good evening, guys.
It must be, you must be sleeping a little bit better after the last 4 or 5 weeks. You were under the pump with the extended Buddy Franklin contract, but it's all of a sudden looking a hell of a lot better with record crowds flocking to the G.
Oh, yeah, look, I think when we, at the start of the year, we've always said that the Franklin deal needs to be judged over a longer period, and I guess even as good as it's going now, we will be judged over a longer period. But got to say that he's certainly helping, the interest in the game up here, and I do think, that we would have got a good crowd along. I think the history of Sydney siders is that they do appreciate good footy, and you did have the top side playing the third side, but there's no doubt that excitement makes a huge difference.
Can you tell me what crowd you think you would have got at ANZ Stadium, which you may or may not have worked out isn't some of our favourite places to watch the game?
No, look, it's really hard, Jared, because we've never played a Port or one of the non-traditional teams out there. The stadium out there is really, the deal really revolves around the traditionally big clubs. Mm. So it'd be really difficult to judge. But what I can say is that at the start of the year, when we budgeted for this game, we ended up selling probably $200,000 more tickets than we envisaged.
Gee.
So there's no doubt that it was a big game for us.
So, Andrew, I understand that you're round the corner on the same day, and I think the reigning premier was playing at the stadium, NRL. They got under 10,000. Is that right?
Yeah, they played. It did make for a bit of a difficult afternoon because our game had just finished, and then next door at Allianz, the Roosters played there, and they did. They got about 10,000. So it was a pretty busy precinct during the afternoon with our crowd leaving and their crowd getting there. But, we were really proud, obviously, to get a crowd over 40,000, the biggest crowd since 97. Not only great for our club, but I think really good for AFL footy in New South Wales and Sydney.
So just getting back to ANZ Stadium, we spoke to your captain on 3AW pre-game on Sunday, and Jared McVeigh said if he had a choice, he'd rather play a final at the SCG. Surprise, surprise. You're currently renegotiating your agreement there. My understanding is the AFL feel you've got to keep a couple of games, or they do, at ANZ Stadium, but not the four I think you're contracted to play now.
We contracted to play three plus finals.
Yep.
That deal finishes in 2000, and at the end of the 2016 season, we're probably a few months away from starting serious negotiations with both venues about what our deal will look like into the future, and we'll see where that heads.
What do you want it to look like, Andrew?
Well, put it this way, Jared. Before ANZ Stadium was built, we had a terrible deal. So it's not always as straightforward as just doing what you want to do or what your members want to do. And there is, the reality is, until the weekend, daily ticket sales have been stronger at ANZ Stadium than they have been at the SCG. Now, you've got to take into account, we're playing the biggest games out at ANZ against Collingwood, and I've got no doubt, if we played Collingwood at the SCG, there'd be huge crowds there. We would like to see some of those big games come back into the SCG, and I think it'd be fair to say we'd like to see finals played at the SCG as well. But we do need to sit down and work through with both the stadiums. ANZ Stadium have got plans to put a roof on the stadium. They're looking to spend about $300 million on improving the stadium. So, there's some big decisions. We expect that it'll be a long-term lease, so whatever we do, we'll pretty much commit the club into the future for a fair way. So it's an important decision.
So you've got the Tigers on Friday night, Andrew, and then back to Sydney to take on the Giants. I don't think you've... Have you played them before at the SCG?
We beat them quite well last year.
Are you calling it the Battle of the Bridge, Andrew?
No, we don't call it the Battle of the Bridge. I think it's about Derby 5 or something like that.
Andrew, Buddy's goal, his fourth goal, the long bomb that had everybody amazed, was measured officially today at 68.8 metres.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm glad because I hear some of the commentators talk about the 50-metre line only 45 metres.
Yeah.
But the reality is that one of the good things that's happened with the stadium when the two redevelopments, the Trump Stand got built back in 07, 08, and now the new stand, both ends of the stadium, of the ground have been extended. And so now the ground's about a metre shorter than the Gabba, and so those 50-metre arcs are truly 50-metre arcs. So it doesn't surprise me it was getting out near 70 metres. It was an unbelievable goal.
I'm glad you clarified that, because that 50-metre arc, from my understanding, was still 50. One final one on Friday night, the 25th of July. It's going to be a big Swans function here in Melbourne celebrating Jude Bolton's career.
Yeah, the Crown Palladium. You know, Jude, one of our all-time great players, over 300 games. So we've got a big tribute dinner on that night, and we're certainly keen to get as many Swan supporters along as we can. Yeah, bookings can be done through our Melbourne office or through our website.
But that date again?
July 25, the night before we play Hawthorn at the MCG.
Do you deserve to be premiership favourite, Andrew?
No, I think Port deserve to be premiership favourites. I think they're a very good team. You don't get to be top of the ladder for no reason. I think there's an awful lot of good sides, and it's going to be interesting, I think, on the run into the finals. And I think probably the year where trying to get some home ground advantage is going to be most important. I think that might well swing some of the results at the end of the season.
And have the Swans got any interest in staging a Good Friday game, a Good Friday night game perhaps?
Jerry, it's not something that's a priority. When we look to make our request to the AFL, they've really tightened what you can ask for, and I can understand that because you've got 18 clubs asking. We're probably more interested in sticking with, if we had priorities, is the Geelong game. We were really keen to launch the Indigenous round with the Martin Brook game.
Yep.
And also just trying to keep in a couple more Friday night games in Sydney, which is really big. I heard your previous caller around the different time slots. We do like a variety of time slots. That 4:40 Saturday game is a really good one for the Sydney crowd because they can get their sport away and get to the footy as well.
Andrew, great to have you on the program. Well done on the weekend, and we can't wait to see you in action this weekend. Thanks for your time.